Jesus, who came into the world and lived among men, taught us the things that you'd have us to know and died on that cruel cross for us. We're grateful that we have the health that we have, that we can be here even this night. And for those that are sick, that are our brothers and sisters in Christ, our family and friends, Father, we pray that you'll bless them in such a way that they can regain their normal walks in this life. Thank you for the church that you gave us, where we can have safe and security, and Father, the salvation that you have promised us. Father, we ask you to bless us and help us to serve you in such a way that will indeed be able to have the benefits of your grace and your salvation. Father, that we look forward to being with you in the eternity. Thank you so much for the country in which we live. Thank you, Father, for the bounty that we enjoy. Thank you for the freedoms that we have. And as we think about all these things that we have and to look around us at other countries, we see poor people in misery. We see people that are under cruel dictatorship that don't have hardly any of these things. We pray, Father, that some way, somehow, that we can help these people. Especially to help them to know who you are and to learn about you. Thank you, Father, for the leaders of this land. We pray that you'll bless them in such a way that they will look to you for guidance and for help and to lead us on a path that will help us to become the Christian nation that once was, a nation of peace amongst ourselves. Help us to get rid of the hatred we have between each other, and Father, help us to become a peaceful nation. Thank you, Father, for Brother Robert, Sister Jane, as they work here at this place. We ask you to bless them, Father, and help them in their endeavors that much good can be done. For all the men that serve in this congregation, Father, we ask a blessing upon them. Father, for the wives and the women and all those that work so hard, we ask you to bless them also. Bless all of us in such a way that we'll do your work, that we will take upon us the cross that you have given us and the yoke that we bear that's light. Father, may we carry it in such a way that it'll be pleasing to you. Help us in our lives. We pray for the meeting that's coming up, Father. We pray that we'll do the work that we need to do to invite those that are around about us who do not know what the Church of Christ really is. Help us in some way to give them the message that would help them to want to become a part of your Son's Church. Again, thank you, Father, for giving us this day to enjoy, for our family that was surrounded us and kept us to have a good day for fathers. And we ask you to bless us as fathers that we may be an example to them. We ask you to watch over and care for us, Father. Thank you so much for blessing us with physical things that we have in this life. And Father, we thank you so much for them. We know that you watch over and care for us. Father, just help us to do the best we can to do your will. Forgive us of our sins, Father, as we know that we fall short. These things we ask in Jesus' name.
Okay. At this time, let's go ahead and mark our songbooks at number 683. 683. And then let's turn to number 119. 119. Tempted and tried, we're all made to wonder why it should be thus all the day long. 380. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing His word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe. Who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me.
Any others?
238. I believe in the one name called Jesus. I believe His song Galilee. I believe that He walked on the water. And I believe that He's the answer for me. Yes, I believe.
Yes, I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe it out of Mount Calvary. And I believe that the tomb was found empty. And I believe that He's the answer.
Six hundred and thirteen, please. 613. We are going down the valley one by one, with our faces toward the setting of the sun. Down the valley where the mournful cypress grows, where the stream of death inside of the onward flows. We are going down the valley, going down the valley, going toward the setting of the sun. We are going down.
Jesus. get these on record for our recordings.
Now see if we can try 350. 350.
I'm satisfied with just how to deal.
Sweetness,
remember your son that came into the world and died on the cross for our sins. Father, we're thankful for the bread that he gave us to partake of that reminds us of the body that hung on that cross. We pray that those that partake of it may do so in a manner to be pleasing unto thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Continue our thanks, our Heavenly Father, for this cup, the fruit of the vine, which represents the love that we share, perfect sacrifice for our sins. Again, Father, help us to examine ourselves, help us to partake of this in a manner to be pleasing to thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name.
Please remember that by picking up the page to put in store windows and things of that nature at this point in time. It's a little early yet for sure, but the month of July starts on July 1st, and we'll quicken the pace to get on to the 22nd on the fourth Sunday, that's for sure. And so we'll have it ready and available to go there and to meet that for those good people. Good to see y'all tonight. God bless you.
Turn to number 528. 528 must be formed there.
I have found a friend in Jesus.
He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley in him. Make me glory in sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to rule. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000.